some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Pop, what you mean? What a wonderful world. How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it, and all I'm saying is see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a better. That's why old Pops keep saying. I see trees of green. Red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, and also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Apologize right at the top of the show there. If you heard my voice, it's because I could not see the studio. Just as we opened there, would you believe, the connection held, but it kicked me out of the actual studio. So I could not see the studio. So if you could still hear me, I couldn't mute anything because I couldn't see anything to mute. Problem. Hey, right then. Now then, people are jumping in and out the call queue here at the moment. I think Alison there is on line one, but she's just jumped out. So I'm going to, the only one that sat still was Caroline, which is kind of strange. Caroline's normally driving. Okay, right. Deep, you got kicked out for some reason as well. I wish you did. But you all need to sit still now because the show's about to start, okay? Stop fiddling around now. And we'll take the other two in just a moment. I think, I can see another two people there, but I can't recognise the numbers at the moment. Right, let's say good morning to Selva then.
Good morning, good evening.
Hiya, Selva. All right.
So, how are we?
Got kicked out beyond studio. So, you know, although the microphone was open and the show was already started, yeah, I could not see the studio, so it's like, I want me out. I don't know.
Yeah, it took me a bit of going to connect today. I mean, it took me two goes as well.
Well, technology, isn't it? It's amazing. It's all right when it works, but horrible when it doesn't. Anyway, we're going to go straight in. We had a lovely piece of music coming in there. You probably hear my voice all over it, which is, I do apologise. Right then, so let's see where we are. Now, remember, we don't ask questions at the start. All we need is your voice vibration for Selva. So I think on line one we have Alison.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Alison.
Hi, Selva. Yeah, we had a little bit of phone issue going on there, but glad everything seems to be back in order.
I couldn't really, you kept on breaking there, but I got the vibration of your voice anyway. Alison, there's a lot of little decisions that you got to make in preparation of a big change in your life. I do feel that the next 3 to 4 weeks are going to be very important, and you need to take a step back and really reassess what is it that you really want within yourself, because I think you will be challenged by someone that will not understand what you're trying to achieve. What's that background, Sam?
What's that?
Okay, that's better. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Well, I just would like to maybe know a little bit more about this, challenge that you see coming up in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
It seems to be with a person about a change that you need to do. It's almost like you've been tolerating something for quite a period of time, and it's like you're going to reach a level that you're going to say enough is enough, and you're going to actually take a stand with someone, and they will challenge you a little bit, and that'll put you in a roller coaster of decisions. As you will become aware, it'll uncover a number of things that you thought you were okay with and you're not okay with. So it's actually very important for you the next 3 to 4 weeks, because you're going to become aware of where you want to fit in your life. And I think it's about time. I think it's a little bit overdue. And it's actually going to make it clearer to you, and you'll have a better understanding of what you're expecting from people and what you're expecting from you as well. It's like you don't want to be a second-class citizen anymore.
Would this have anything... Can I ask whether, if I give a name... would this have anything to do with my landlord by any chance? Or
probably.
Can you even answer that?
Yes. I do feel that it will have something to do with whoever's in charge of your home space, which is, your landlord. And a lot of it is like it will be a misinterpretation that the cross wires, but it will get a little bit heady, but it will be okay.
Well, that's a little bit unnerving. I'd rather not have any issues, with my landlord right now at this time. It would not add to my situation that I need to have very peaceful and stable.
Yeah. You need that. You really do need that, and I think, and you're going to create that. Honesty is the key, and I do feel that's why it's going to, it's going to be a communication exchange that will bring clarity, but you will finally know exactly where you stand, and it will be received the way that it should be received as well. But you are going to get a little bit hot under the collar, because you want to make sure you're understood.
Well, this is a little bit, it makes me nervous, the timing, because I'm about to go into some very heavy medical treatments that are going to require quite a lot of downtime for me and recovery time and serious issues with health that need to be addressed in the next month. So I'm very concerned. I can't really, I'm not in a good position to be able to tolerate home stress on top of the enormous health challenges that are coming up in the next, actually starting this month even.
I do see that, you know, but you're going to be okay, but a lot of it, you're going to be okay because you're going to be able to speak your truth and people are going to have to see it, what you're trying to say. So it is positive, it is confronting, but it is rewarding, you know, so it is going to turn out on a positive way. You just got to have faith. Have faith in the good Lord that he has a plan and you're going to be okay.
Okay, I don't really know what's going to cause this, trigger this challenge with the landlord. I mean, you know, that to the point, sounds like, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't help to sit down and talk. Sometimes it helps the bear. And I feel this is really, I mean that really seriously. I have had to bite my tongue because the consequences of speaking up will backfire on me in this case.
Yeah.
I don't feel that communication is a good way to go with this situation at all. I feel that the less said on my part, the better. But you don't see that. You see what do I call it? Sit down.
I see a resolution. I see a resolution to a situation that's been needed to be fixed for some time. So it's a resolution, but it's resolved through communication and the clearing of misinterpretation. So I have faith because I do see you're going to be okay, but words have to be spoken.
Oh, boy. Well,
you've got to stay positive, all right? And it will work to your favor, and you're going to be fine. I mean, you do need to look after your own health and your own well-being, and you need to become aware that you need to cater for yourself. You need to really consider where you fit in yourself. It is very, very important, you know, and you really are going into a new transition that you're going to be able to be stronger and have a better understanding of where you fit in general. So it'll be like a ripple effect, like you fix one problem and another one comes up and another one comes up, but they're all being solved as you go along the way. So be positive. But it will be confronting, but it will be rewarding.
You know, I really want to believe. Well, no, you know what? My landlord. Communication could have very serious repercussions at this point. I feel that I best keep my mouth shut. And I really do mean that.
Yeah.
I could pay some heavy-duty price for this. So I'm kind of confused about this whole, you know, this whole, what?
Half-faith.
Okay, well, that's not.
All right, then. Blessing.
But I will definitely keep this in mind.
Yeah. Yes.
Good news.
It is good news. It's just you're not seeing it, you know, but it will be okay. You are going to be fine and it will turn to you the way you want it to turn.
All righty.
Many blessings.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Alison. Right, now then, before we move on, the current exchange rate to the dollar is £2.53. So the support PayPal button is in UK currency. £2.53. If you pop £2.53 in there or 2.53, yeah, that is equal to $3.50 USA at the moment. However, if you could consider perhaps when you do make your donation, putting the extra 45p in there, because they take it off us, you see, which means that we don't get £2.53. We get £2.53 minus 45p, because they take 45p on every transaction. It's amazing, isn't it? So you can see how PayPal make their money. Right then, Deep's back, which is a good thing, perhaps, because he keeps jumping in and out. But Deep, you are the next call, so sit still while we plug you in to the system. Okay. Right. So let's bring Selva back in, and we have Deep. Oops, sorry, that's not Dee, that's Carolyn. Okay, right, I wish the call, and the buttons are jumping all over the shop. Dee.
Hello.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Selva. Good morning.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I was thinking about you this morning before you messaged me, and I realized that, you know, we got to really work in our self-worth and our self-belief. You really need to work on that. I'm so glad that you are following the steps to get you stronger and get you in a better mental space, because that is the key for you to be reunited with your son, but also for you to be able to have the strength not to be belittled by others as well. And you are a wonderful man. There's a lot more to you that actually meets the eye, but it's like you're really blind to you at the moment. So I do feel that all you need to do is just continue with meditation, yoga, self-awareness. If you know someone that does healing, get a healing done every now and then. Try and listen to positive music. Go into YouTube and look, you know, for meditation to help your higher self, and you will see that there are many, many things there on YouTube, especially they'll be able to help you, that you can listen and tune in and strengthen you. Deep, you deserve to be happy, and I truly believe that you will, and I truly believe that things will get better. You know, you give someone enough rope, they hang themselves, and she's really going in the wrong way about things, and sooner or later, she's going to trip over her feet. So you got to believe in that. You got to trust that the good Lord will put things back into place the way that it should. You are going to be reunited with your son. And a lot of it will be his choice that he wants to be and see you as well. And children are considered as well as their thoughts and their needs as well. Now, I don't know how old your son is. Is he about 7? Because I'm not sure, because I pick up a young child, but it feels very fairly tall for that age. So how old is he?
He is 11, but he looks younger than that.
Okay. All right, because I thought he might have been about, you know, a certain age, actually. Yeah, so, yeah. But his image and his height did not match, you know. Don't underestimate your son as well, because he will find a way to get what he wants to, and he does want to see you. He knows who you are. And just remember that you have left some beautiful memories with him. He knows that you love him. He knows you're his foundation, and he's getting into the age that he can make his own decisions as well. So there's a lot of things that are positive in the whole situation, but you're not seeing it because you're not seeing your self-worth. And I truly believe that you need to really build yourself with believing yourself, because you are an amazing person and everything will be okay within the period of 5-6 months. You got to be strong and you got to believe in you, and you got to look at the positives that does surround you that you cannot see. You know, there is a lot of money and papers going through your fingers. So I see you getting your finances into order. I see you getting your own home space and a much more balanced upper space as well. So there's a lot of little changes that you're making, but you're not seeing that you already are making those changes. So I think it's going to be very interesting for you when you do realize that you really are heading in the right direction and things are going to fall in place for you the way that they should.
Thank you, Kelly. Do you see me? Do you see me buying a place, a house near his school is, and in a commutable distance, or would it be somewhere further? Because if he doesn't live with me, there's no point in buying close to the school.
I do feel that your son will end up living with you. You know, but I see him at the age of 13, he will end up living with you. So that's another 2 years. And I do feel that, yes, you are going to settle where you have a better access and where he knows he can find you easily. You know, so it probably might be close to the school or something, but I do see that he's going to, wherever it is that you're settling, it's like it's accessible for him to be able to access you a lot more easily than what he can at the moment.
Right. Okay. And when do you see me having a place of my own?
When do I, what? Can you repeat that, please?
When do you see me having a place of my, when do you see me having a place of my own?
Around October, November.
Fine.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's going to be very positive. And there seems to be someone, a relative. If it's not a relative, it's a friend that you class as family. I do see someone's going to help you put things in place. I see someone bending over backwards, say, look, I will help you. I will support you on this. And I will help you get things in order. You're not alone, Dee. Don't believe that you're alone.
Yeah.
You're not. Did you have another question?
Yeah.
Stay strong and feel free to message.
Do you see me being able to?
Being able to what?
Thank you. Do you see me being able to do a second, being able to do a second job so that I can save up for the house?
Oh yes. You will have a second job, and I see you being able to do that nicely, but then I see that one of the jobs will make you an offer, then you'll have sufficient with the one job. So I see you in two jobs for a little while,
right?
And you obviously prove yourself or something in the workplace, then they will offer you more on one of them, and then you can make the choice whether you just want one job or two jobs.
And will I be able to work in this manner as a temporary contractor and less not with the same client but in different clients? Because I don't want to go back to a permanent job.
No, I see in a different client energy, but I also see a lot of creativeness and a lot of new interest in your workspace. So I do feel that you're going to revamp your work situation and where your skills are going to shine and you'll have a different sense of recognition.
Right.
You're slowly heading in the right way, Deep. You really, really are. You know, when you can just send me a message with your date of birth and I will look into your numerology a little bit deeper and to see if I can look a little bit deeper for you, okay?
Thank you, Selva. How long do you see me working into my 50s or?
Well, I see constantly the development of work. But you will have options of where you want to work and how you want to work. At the moment, you are where you are and you will be there probably until October, November. And then I do feel that an opportunity will cross your path as a second job is going to develop around you. So there's a lot of positive in there. I feel actually very strong that you are going through a complete rebalancing of your life, and you've got to really be positive and feel positive and know and have faith that things are just heading in the right direction.
Right. And the one I'm doing now, will they extend me beyond October, November to later in into next year?
Yes, I do. Yeah. They certainly are going to extend you. I do see you, like I said, I do see you continue working into your October, November, and then there's a second job, then I do see you opportunities in there that will give you a new direction.
Right. But the one that I have is the one that will last longer than the second one that will come by and
I'm
be
not sure.
there for
I'm
a short
sure.
Okay.
I'm okay. not sure. Dude.
Thank you, Selma.
Okay,
not
bless
a problem.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Now, that bell sound, that's our bell. But, you know, and you can hear it again there. That's our bell sound. So kind of strange because I was hearing two other, doorbells going there. Somebody's doorbell. Right, never mind. Now, let's see. We will take a break just now. So we're almost halfway through already for this call queue anyway, but they're still calling in. Carolyn.
Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry. I have allergies. I beg your pardon. Thank you, Ken, and thank you, Selma. Thank you. Hello.
Hello. I don't know if you've been having a bit of trouble sleeping. But as soon as I heard your voice, I just got this heaviness on my shoulders, which it tells me that you obviously have not been resting the way that you should be. So maybe if you can have a warm drink before you go to bed or something, it's like you might be closing your eyes and you might be sleeping, but it's like you're not resting. And that's actually concerning me a little bit because you are going to develop some aches and pains in your body because it's not resting the way that it should. I do feel that is actually created through an active mind of when you're going to bed, like there's something worrying you and you're going to bed thinking about a situation. So instead of going to bed to sleep and rest, you are going to sleep, but your mind is still active. So maybe if you could listen to some music or something that's going to distract your mind and allow you to go into a much more peaceful rest.
Oh, thank you. Actually, when I do fall asleep, I fall into very deep sleep, and my problem is I drink a lot of water, so I have to take care of that business at night sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, but yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how to still drink a lot of water but not wake up, you know, a couple of times to go take care of business like that. Excuse me. Can I ask you a question, please?
Of course you can.
Well, I, this house is supposed to be bought by some people, and the end of the contract process will be August 26th. They keep changing their mind. But last I heard, which was a few days ago, that they were going to go forward with it. Now, in the meantime, I found temporary housing for myself, and that's going to cost a pretty penny, and it's just temporary. And so I have two parts to this question. Do you see them going through with it and purchasing the house where I have to move out? And the other part is, will the temporary housing be okay for me?
I feel that, yes, you will move out, but I don't think it's August. I think it's more like mid-September. They are having difficulties with some financial structure, and that's why it's been delayed upon delay. I do feel that I don't know if they've got money tied up somewhere else that's delaying it or something. It's not that they don't have the money. It's just they can't access the money for some reason. So, yes, I believe the house will be sold, but I just see a delay. I really don't see you being told to move until September. So you're going to be there in August. That's no problem. But September, I think you're seriously going to have to look into a relocation. But I do feel that the move is a very positive move for you. I think the move needs to happen for you. It's like it will open new doors and it will connect you into a new way of life that will awaken a part of you that has been dormant for a very, very long time. So I'm actually excited for your move.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's great. Great news.
I think it's something that needs to happen. It does show that about 5 years ago, there was just an emotional challenge that you had to deal with, but you never let go of it, and it's put you into an emotional dormant space for some reason. And this transition of change, it's like a blessing in disguise, and it's going to be very positive. But I do feel that you're not going to, there's a lot of things you're not going to take with you. You're going to choose not to take with you. So you're either going to sell them or give them away or whatever. But you also are going to disconnect from people that are not, they're not bad people, but they're just not, they're on balance here. You know, so I do see you bringing new people into your life, and I do see you bringing new connections in the space. Of course, when we move, everybody says, yes, I'll keep in touch and I'll do this and I'll do that, but they won't for whatever reason. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's just that it shows a stage in your life that you're going through a transition that's going to put you into a new level of self-understanding. But I do feel this move is more than a move. It's an awakening and a rebirthing of yourself.
That's great. The thing is that these people, are they going to ask for an extension? Are they the ones that are going to buy it, or are they just going to back out and somebody else is going to buy it?
I can't answer that. I do see the house being sold, but they're not telling me the people that are doing it now or what it is, but I do see the house being sold, but I don't see it being sold until September. But whoever it is that is buying it, if it's not these people, if someone else has had interest in the house for a while, but of course they haven't been able to access the house. So if it is someone else, but their house will be sold in September regardless. It doesn't matter who buys it, but I do see it sold in September, and I do see you feeling at peace knowing that you're moving forward into a new direction.
Okay, well, it's a little bit of chaos, but, you know, life is that way sometimes. I have one friend in particular I wanted to ask about. His name is Aaron. What do you see around him, please? And
Aaron's got a lot of personal issues that he needs to sort out. You know, it's like a shirt that needs ironing. You know, he's hiding behind the creases and that of some emotional feeling of himself. I do feel that Alan has been burnt in some way with someone, and he's very cautious about a lot of things right now. with Alan is not so much what he says, it's what he does that lets people know where he's at. He talks, but he doesn't really communicate too well. And I know that doesn't make sense, but I get that, that he just doesn't communicate, but he talks. He can hold a conversation, but he can't deliver the message that he really wants to deliver. So the next 4 weeks for Alan are actually very important. He does have a special connection with you, but I do feel, Alan, as much as you, you are both on guard a little bit. So whatever will happen in the friendship sense, it'll be very slow. You've got a lot of healing. You've got a lot of healing to do for yourself. You know, try, if you've got a good crystal shop nearby, go down and get a rose quartz, a clear quartz, a tourmaline and a citrine. And put it and just do a meditation. Make sure they clear the crystals before you leave the shop, before they cleanse them and that, so they've got pure energy. But just to make sure, go home and put them in a pot plant overnight so they can unload whatever negative energy might be in it, because sometimes they do carry from the shop. And then just wipe them clean and carry them with you. Get a little pouch or something and carry them with you for the next 14 to 21 days. And don't let anybody else touch them or anything. And when you hold them, just have a conversation with them. Just talk to them. And, you know, the citrine will ground you. The citrine will ground you. The clear water will clarify you. The obsidian will give you protection against negativity and directives. And the rose quartz will balance your emotions, you know. And they're the four main areas that you need with you. You need to get them all in sync with each other to have a harmonious transition.
I have a question about the temporary housing. If you see it, my house I live in is being sold in September. Do you see me living in that temporary housing? I have to take possession of it August 14th, which is this Friday.
Mm-hmm. I do feel that everything will fall in place the way that it should, have faith. It's like as yours, the urine is delayed, you're going to be able to delay the other one a little bit as well, because they know that it's not your control. There's nothing you can do about this delay. It's beyond your control. So I do feel that, don't worry, everything will be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Sylvia. Silva. Thank you.
Yep. Many blessings.
Okay. And you as well. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Oh, sounds like people's timing themselves with a timer. That's a novelty. Right, let's see where we are. We're going to take a break shortly now. We're going to take one more call, I think, and then we'll go out and have a little break. Because the call queue is, it's not building up as fast as it could or should. Let me see. Amala?
Hello?
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 How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, shoot.
Okay, awesome. So I have been looking for a rock type of relationship, like a person who's committed and really respects me. So I'm just wondering, do you see me in a relationship coming up soon? If so, when?
I think one of the biggest things you've got to work with is a relationship with yourself, above all.
Yes.
Above all, you've got to have a relationship with yourself, and you contradict yourself with yourself. So you've got to try and not do that. You've got to put yourself on a level space of true acceptance and direction. Are you going to develop a relationship? yes, eventually, but I think you're going to develop a companionship first. There are trust issues that you need to overcome as well.
Okay.
For you to allow someone in, even though you might think you want someone, I feel that you've got some trust issues that you would block it a little bit just the same. So I do feel that you are going to attract a companionship, and which is going to develop into a friendship, and then later will develop into a relationship. But it'll be like a stepping stone of connection, because learning to trust again for you, it is going to be a little bit challenging because you have been deceived and you have been lied to. And subconsciously, it's like you've got this thing in your head. So, well, I'm going to hurt you before you hurt me. I'm on guard. I know the signs, you know. So you need to clear all the old debris.
Yes.
So for you to be able to embrace what comes your way. I do feel that you actually are gifted in some way spiritually, and I would love you for you to explore that if you get the chance, because you've got a beautiful healing energy. And maybe if you were to do some meditation or personal growth, you will find a connection with yourself higher than you can imagine. And what happens when we connect to our core, when we connect to a soul, and we live and we walk our truth, we can only attract but the right companionship.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like I already know the person? Because there is somebody that I met. It's like I just feel like he could be a good friend, or is it somebody completely new, you think, when they might come in?
Someone completely new.
What was that?
I think completely fresh in you.
Oh,
Someone that's got no expectations of you. Someone that is ready to accept you and whatever you got to offer in that moment.
Okay. Do you have a certain month that you think I'll meet this person?
Pardon?
Do you have a certain month or kind of when I would meet this person or no?
They're not going to give you one because it depends on how you work on yourself.
Yes.
When you work on yourself, then you will start attracting it. But you've got a lot of work to do on yourself before you can attract someone in that area. So let's just say if you start working on yourself and listening to yourself and being honest with yourself 100%, you're going to be able to move on forward, and you're going to be able to find the answers that you need, and you're going to start living your truth. And then it could happen very rapidly. You know, the more honest we are to ourselves, the quicker we attract what we truly need in our lives.
Yes. It's interesting. I am speaking my truth more and more. And it's funny, I actually, last night, I had a Kundalini awakening. So
beautiful.
It was very, very powerful. So I'm releasing a lot. It's coming out. It's definitely, whatever is happening, it's definitely coming out, which is good. So
yeah, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And the more you actually embrace your truth and envelop yourself in your completeness, the quicker it's going to come out, the quicker you're going to move on, which is, you're an amazing person. It's just that you don't like looking at yourself, but you're starting to, and I think that's a beautiful thing, you know. And you are going to attract a real relationship, a real companionship, something
so mental.
But I do feel you are going to be friends a little while first, and then as the trust develops, because the trust will be a big issue with you. And as the trust develops, things will fall in place for you.
Okay. Do you feel, this is another question, do you feel like, I just wrote a book and it came out end of June. Do you think that's going to be really successful? I really worked hard on it.
I think you need a manager. I feel like you need a manager to help you bring it out.
Okay.
You need someone to help you promote it. Your book is a good book.
Yes.
It's a really good book, actually. It's a very solid and strong. It's got good, solid messages. And the good thing about it is that you can open in any page and get something out of it.
Yes.
You don't have to read it cover to cover to get this gist of it. You can open a page and get a message. Exactly. I think that is really beautiful. That is really beautiful. But I do feel you need someone to promote it for you. You need a manager or someone, okay. someone that can help you put it out there. And if I was you and if I had a Facebook account, I'd be doing a lot of lives about it.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry, I missed
that. If I had a Facebook account or something, I'd be doing a lot of live broadcasts. You know, you can go live on Facebook, and I would talk about it. And I would get someone. I arrange someone to interview you or something and talk about it. You need to sell it. You need to verbally sell it, put it out there. It's like it won't sell itself at the beginning. You will need to sell quite a few copies, and then the word will spread, and then it will just happen. It's just like a ripple effect.
Okay. All right. No, that makes sense. Do you have a way, like, can you just give me some kind of whatever message you have as far as which avenue to use to find a manager? What should I do? Like, do you have an instinct thing?
I meditate. I believe in meditation and the power of meditation. I think we need to connect to, excuse me. And we need to connect to oneself completely, and we need to be honest within ourselves. That is a secret, because it's like for too long you've been living someone else's life. You've been trying to keep up with everybody and doing the right thing by everybody else, and it's like you haven't been honoring you as much as what you should. And I think that is the key. If you can actually connect to your deepest being, you're going to see things will start moving rapidly.
Okay. So basically everything will fall into place once I just kind of just like really tune in and honoring myself and nourishing myself, of course, and nurturing myself too. And then I'll meet the manager. That's really important. I really want to be successful with this book. Because there's a lot of hurt in there. Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's not only a beautiful book, it's very deep. I got to be, you know, I got to go so deeply involved. And people don't get it, that's fine. But the people who do will. And I know I can help a lot of people.
I think, I think it really will. It's just one of those books that even though you can read it cover to cover, you don't need to. You can open up at any page and you will get something of it.
Exactly.
There's something beautiful about it, you know. And because you write the way you speak, it's very understandable. It's very easy to translate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Many blessings. Many blessings.
You too. Many blessings to you. God bless. Thank you.
Feel free to look me up on Facebook and friend me, and then put your book in there, and I will share it, and I will help you promote it. Yeah.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. I will do right now. Thank you.
Okay, many blessings.
You too. Many blessings. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you, Emily. Right then, we're going to take that break there, ladies and gents, and we're going to find you a little something. I don't know what yet, but we'll have a look. The music needs constant changing, and we don't. Because, you know, we usually go with what's already there, and adding to what's already there when people ask for it is a bit complicated, because we need to take out before we can add. Otherwise we get too much music in their studio, and it kind of drags things down, and you know, it's not meant to hold that much music, because it's like the archive is for the shows, not for the music. So let's have this one.
You're the only one who really knew me.
Well, this is kind of surprising now. Selva gets up at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. So it's 4 a.m. on a Tuesday morning there for Selva when we start the show. It's probably approaching 5 a.m. now because we're into the second hour. But we've only got one person left in the call queue. And another person listening, which is kind of strange now because it's a 2-hour show. The Olympics are over, so there's nothing to watch on the box anymore, unless something else is taking priority. You know, I'm thinking, well, okay, what are you doing if you're not tuning in here? What are you doing? So it you know, it's just like, normally people pile in for a 2-hour show. And, you know, we're not scripted. And I've said this many times, we're not scripted. We don't know what to talk about. We can talk. We could talk for an hour, we could talk for 2 hours maybe. But then we don't want to turn it into a talk show. Because what the show's about is you and getting a reading, pointing toward a full-on reading, by the way. Not a lot of people understand that, you know, because Selva does this for a living, you know, and so do a lot of other psychics and mediums, you know. And to do something for a living and then giving off 2 hours of the time to be with us here on Psychic Choice Radio, it's like they're giving that time to you freely. So that time deserves to be supported. And to support the studio, it's like, okay, if we were to call in using Skype, Skype is not free anymore. The studio app is the only thing left now, and the studio has to be paid for each and every month of the year for 12 months at $35 a month. Yeah? So that's every month of the year. 12 months. So it builds up and we need support to help us to pay for that. And that's what the support PayPal button is for. It is a clickable link, believe it or not. It's a clickable link. So when it says the word support PayPal button, it is clickable on your show page, and it's a clickable link. It just quite simply goes to PayPal where you enter your amount and press the button. And it's as simple as that. You can pay by card if you want to. You don't have to. It's quite simple if you already have a PayPal account. So if you already have a PayPal account, it's as simple as entering your email address. And I believe you can do that regardless of whether you have a PayPal account or not anyway. We have a new show email address that nobody's using, by the way. We have a website, but we're not putting the link to the website up anymore because it's pointless. Nobody goes there either. And, you know, we've had paid websites in the past. It just seems to me that people want to call in, they want to listen, they want the free reading, and then they want to say goodbye and do nothing. Go to the group page. Go to Selva's page. Have a look at Selva's page. Support Selva. Support all our psychics and mediums. Go to the group link. Go to the PayPal link. Do something, but don't say no to supporting us, you know, because we're here for you 7 nights a week, wherever possible. And when I say wherever possible, if we can't get a reader for you, it means we haven't got a show. So, you know, it's a struggle to get 7 people, yeah? So if we get 7 people, are we doing 7 different things? No, they're all doing the same thing. They're all giving their time freely to be here with you. So they're not doing 7 different things. You know, there's 7 different people with 7 different opinions of life, perhaps, or 7 different ways of looking at things. And people are individual, you know. So in order to get 7 people to all think the same and come and do something for nothing, it's a task, believe me. It's a task upon its own, you know. Nobody likes to do anything for nothing these days unless they're dedicated to the cause, yeah. And you know, Selva is one of those dedicated to the call. We like what we do, yeah? And we enjoy what we do for you. But, you know, we do have to make a living as well, yeah? So, you know, in order to keep the shows going, we need your support, yeah? So, some nights we get support, other nights we don't get no support. Some nights we get listeners and callers, other nights we get no listeners and callers. We're into the second hour. We've got 59 minutes. So the second hour is about to begin. And we've got one caller in the call queue. The other person is just listening. And, you know, I'd like to get on with the show. I really would, because I don't want to dwell on negative things. And is it negative to talk about need and what we need? I don't think so. Mm. It's not negative to talk about needs and what we need to keep things going. It is actually positive to talk about what we need to keep things going. Because if we don't keep things going, then how can we ever be positive? Because it will end, and that is a very negative thing if it ends tomorrow, yeah? So, you know, in order to keep things going, we need to talk what seemingly sounds negative, but it's not. It's not negative at all to ask for support to keep something positive going. Yeah? So we're not a negative station. We might seem to talk in negative modes at times, but in order to keep the shows going in a positive fashion, we need your support. I'll end on that, because we do have callers now. One more has joined us now. So we're going to get on with it then. Right, we're going to bring Selva back in, and we have Sue.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Selva. How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to hear your voice, you know. It's like you've been contemplating about a lot of things lately, and it's like you're trying to make something happen. Your actions will always speak louder than your words. If you try and explain things verbally to people, they don't seem to have the understanding of what you're trying to get across. So your actions will translate what you're trying to say a lot better than you're trying to explain it. There seems to be a lot of boxes around you. There seems to be a lot of half-thought little things. So it's like you really got to put things into perspective to where you want to fit in, to where you want to be within yourself, you know. And I think you need to find an understanding for yourself of why is it that I do what I do, and how can I personalize it even greater to be able to have that delivery to myself in a much more productive manner as well. So you're an amazing person. You're a person that if you set your mind, there's nothing you can't do. But it's like for some reason, something, I feel like something's holding you back. And I don't know what it is, but something's holding you back. So you need to take a step back and say, okay, I better put things into perspective. I better put things into the order that I feel they should be. And I better learn to say yes when I want to say yes completely. And I better learn to say no when I really want to say no, not feel obligated to say yes. You know, it's like you really got to personalize your life for you to be able to create that completeness that you need. Because it's like you're in a stalemate at the moment. You're not going forward. You're not going backwards. It's like you're just there. And I want you to move forward. I don't want you to go back. I want you to go forward. And the only way you're going to go forward is by really making you a priority, and everything will fall in place.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
No, about future investments, about moving or staying, what do you see for long term?
As financial investments, you mean?
Yeah, as housing, housing investments or moving or living.
Yeah. And I do feel that it would take you a while to find something that you truly connect to. It's like you need to sit down. You need to sit down and write down a list of what you want for your home to be, realistically, okay? What is the basic, not what you want in general, but what is the basic needs that you need in your home? Once we got the home, we can always improve it. As we are happy and contented, we can improve it. But write down a list of what is my basic needs of a house. Okay, all right, I need it to have one bathroom. I need it to have two bedrooms. I need it to have a bit of a yard so I can have a pet if I like a pet. I like to have a clothesline. That might sound silly, you know, but it's like write down, sit down and visualize what is it, the basic needs that I need for me to create a home of what I need. And I do feel that if you do that and you start visualizing and start writing about it and talk about it, you are going to attract it into your being. Now, financially, you need to reassess your financial structure and you need to maybe talk to someone that might be able to help you to put your money into a working mode, because at the moment it's like your money's not working for you. So you need to find maybe an investment account or some sort of short investment. I mean, you might want to do, I don't know, a lot of people do Bitcoin and all sorts of things, but you need to find something that you feel that, yes, this is going to help me set a goal for a period of time. Or even if you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to put $5 a week in this account every week and it's going to build up and it'll build up and build up. It's like you need to create a plan. You need to create a plan of fulfillment and then you'll bring it forward and then you will bring the sense of achievement. Around February, March next year, I do feel that yes, you will have an opportunity to connect to a permanent residential space. But I think before that, you need to put things into perspective in your own understanding of what you want and what you desire in your home.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
And I also feel that you need a social space. You need to allow yourself to make time to chill out with people as well. Don't make everything about work, about planning, about achieving. Make it about fun as well. Remember that every day is only here for that day, and you've got to allow yourself to enjoy that day for what it is as well, you know. So don't get too serious on me, you know. Make sure that you maintain a bit of chill time and a bit of fun time as well. That is as important as creating a plan and a structure. Do you understand
okay.
that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Many blessings.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Many blessings.
Oh, okay then. Oh, she's gone. Oh, bless. Okay. Right. Let's take Selva's off the mic for just a moment. Because what I want to say, the only person that has actually put the hand in the pocket this evening to make a donation is one late caller, and he wouldn't have even heard me saying anything because there's only just this minute called in, so they wouldn't have heard me making the call out for donation because it's only just called. But he's only payer this evening, isn't that amazing? Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? They say the Lord works in mysterious ways, but that's kind of strange because, you know, we've finished asking for people to use the support button when this caller actually called them. We're going to take that call next, but it's like, okay, 49 minutes on the clock. And out of all the people that have called into our Monday show this evening, should be really embarrassed by their activity, because I would be, you know, after being asked to do something, then calling straight up after a 10-minute reading, and then even some people actually saying, I'm going to donate, and then still not. You know, I'd be personally embarrassed by that. People have said to me in the past how negative it is on a show to talk about donations. They're necessary. The donations are actually necessary to keep the shows going. Yeah. And if we don't have donations, then we don't have show. It's quite simple. We went off for a month because we could not afford it. Yeah. And now we're kind of back again by public demand, so to speak. So how did we afford the next month then? By scraping the bottom of the barrel. And we had another blow today from the same people. And let's just say the people that pay my pension give me another blow today because of the COVID. And because of the COVID, they were overpaying. So they decided to take it all back. So, you know, we could have another month off air if we don't start getting some support, you know. So, okay, that's it. I'm off my soapbox now. I'm getting off. I'm going to take our next caller. Maybe we'll get some more people before the end of the show, but I'm kind of doubting it now with 40 minutes to go. And I doubt if they're going to pay anyway. But let's just say the support button's there for the use of. Okay. Right, we're going to bring Selva back in then, and we have Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Your voice sounds familiar. Have we spoken before?
I don't know if you and I have ever spoken before. I've called you the show, but I don't know if I've spoken with you before.
Oh, wow. You feel very familiar. Your energy is actually, it's really familiar. It's really, really beautiful. Suzanne, I don't know if you've been contemplating developing your healing abilities, but I hope you have, because I keep on getting this healing vibration from you, and I feel that maybe you should consider maybe joining some personal development group. But you're a person that you cannot learn through the internet. You need to join a group or something. And I don't know what the situation is where you're living, if groups have been running to be able to connect and to learn and that. Because there's a lot more to you that meets the eye. You've got this beautiful energy that I feel that you could become a very strong healer. And it's very strong, connected of thoughts and direction, you know, and to be able to deliver the grace of God is a huge blessing to have. Also, trust your gut feeling and trust your intuition. It's like sometimes you second guess yourself instead of going with your gut feeling. So try and make sure that you do that. Make sure you trust yourself and move on forward on the way that you feel, especially when it comes about people. If you meet someone and you tend to feel, oh, God, this feels a bit dodgy, the chances are that they are. So trust yourself, because you have this protective mechanism that you've got to really learn to work with and trust, because you have this high energy about you.
Okay. I agree everything you've said.
What was that?
I said I agree with everything you've said.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Do you have any questions?
How soon do you see me being able to do things like readings?
Like psychic reading?
Mm-hmm. Well, or mediumship is what I'm really interested in.
Yeah. All depends on the time you push for it. It's up to you.
Because I try, but I haven't been able to really connect with spirit in a way that I can interpret the message.
Ah, that's because you're trying to interpret the message. When we deliver a message, it's not up to us to interpret it. You've got to learn to deliver the message, because it's not your message. So you've got to learn to allow the message to flow. You don't need to understand it, because it's not your message. The only person that needs to understand it.
Well, but I can't even tell what they want. I can't tell what they want me to say yet. I know that I'm having interactions, but I don't know what they want me to tell people.
Oh, don't worry. When you're ready to do it, you'll do it. And then you'll get verbal diarrhea. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I have that anyway.
It'll happen. I think the only reason it's not happening is because you want to control it. You want to know what you want to say. You want to know what you should say. And it doesn't work that way. You've got to allow to happen.
Okay. I'm working on that. I really am. Yeah. I know it's going to happen. I just, I'm ready right now, but so far I haven't heard anything that I need to share with somebody.
Because you've got nothing to share. That's it. Don't worry about it. You know, I get people that they come for a reading sometimes, not often, but I have nothing for them. And I've been doing this for 50 years, right? And someone will come in and I go, oh, I've got nothing for you. So let's just have a cup of tea and a chat. And, you know, that's about it. You know, when spirit wants you to give a message, don't worry. You will give that message.
You'll know. Okay.
They won't let you hold a message back that you need to give. The only time that people hold a message back is when they really want to understand the message before they deliver it. When they really want to know what they're going to say before they say it. That holds them back. I think the biggest thing when I train people, that's the first thing that I try and we work on, and I teach in some techniques that allows them to do the job without putting themselves in it. You got to accept yourself as a vessel. So you just surrender to spirit and you're using your voice box to deliver a message.
Okay. Any messages from family that has crossed over?
You didn't know a Cecilia, did you, that you went to school with?
No, I don't think I know a Cecilia.
I don't know who she is then. But I just got the name Cecilia that kept on playing on my head quite as strongly. It's not a very common name, actually.
No, it's not.
It's not a very common name. So I reckon that pretty soon you will give someone a message about a Cecilia, because she's definitely going to come up with you on a level of direction. Also, you do have not just a connection with humans, but you do have a good connection with animals. You know, it's like you can feel them. You can feel them better than what you think you can. You know, so... don't be scared that if you feel something with an animal, don't feel scared to say it. Hey, you know, your dog's got a, you know, something on the back leg. You know, just, you should check it, you know. Whatever it may be. But there's a lot more to you that actually meets the eye, Suzanne. You've got a lot to offer. You've got a lot that you can evolve and develop. But you must not want to control it. You must not want to... you've got to allow it. You've got to surrender. You've got to completely... So to do the good work with the spirit, you've got to be prepared to surrender completely. You've got to surrender. And don't retain any messages. The minute you finish, ask a spirit to erase them from you. You don't want to have a collective information. You just want to let go of it. Once you've done it, tell them to take it away. I don't want it. And let people know, look, I'm not retaining messages. So if you don't have come up with a question there and then, you missed the boat, because I'm not going to retain it. I'm not a filing cabinet.
Okay.
There's a lot more to you that meets the eye, young lady. You know,
tell me anything you need to tell me. I'm good.
I really feel that the biggest thing is that meditate as much as you can.
Okay, I have been.
Meditate as much as you can and try and do automatic writing as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and blindfold yourself and do some writing blindfolded. shows where you trust it. You could just do it, you know, and guide me, show me, allow me to see what I need to see. Allow me to feel what I need to feel. Allow me to accept what I need to accept. Allow me to
I've actually written an invocation. Yeah, I've written an invocation to God to help me, you know, and to do what you said, to kind of be the vessel, you know, to surrender and to let him feel my words, you know, to help heal myself and other people and that kind of thing. So it'll come eventually then.
Yeah. I mean, you've got all the tools. It's just a case of, you know, sharpening them up and use them.
Okay.
You've got it. You really do have it.
Any other suggestions for me?
No, I'm not getting much at all, except you've got to really accept and work on yourself.
Okay. We'll do it.
Yeah. Look me up on Facebook.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you, Suzanne. All right. Okay. There you go. Got quite noisy there towards the end because I think Suzanne there was driving, so just pulled off. And she wasn't driving when she first called him, but she was away. Okay, so we have a 904 area code just joined us. We haven't had a chance to screen you because you called right at the end of the last call. So we need your name, please, just your name.
Patty.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call.
What was your name?
Patty.
Patricia. Patty. Yes, Patty.
Yes.
I like that. Do you prefer Patty?
Thank you. Yeah, I use Patty, Pat. Some people call me Patty. Some people call me Pat. So.
But what do you prefer?
I usually say Pat. I tried changing it for a while just for a change, but it didn't feel like it felt.
I want you to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I'm going to say your name in different ways. And I want you to breathe in deep. And I want you to let the name come into you. And you tell me which one is best. I'll explain why in a minute. All right? Patty?
Mm-hmm.
Breathe in. Just Patty. Patty. Patty, let it go. Patricia, Patricia, let it go. Breathe in. Pat, Pat. And I want you to feel right now how different you felt with each name and which one did you feel you felt the best with. Patty, Patricia, or Pat?
Actually, today, Patricia feels right.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say that. You know, your name is probably the most powerful thing we own. Our name is the most powerful thing we own. And that's why we have to take the time to acknowledge how we feel when we are being addressed. If we take the time to acknowledge how we feel, the way we're being addressed, and we allow people to address us the way we feel the happiest with, right, we give ourselves power. We give ourselves strength. We give ourselves value. But if we allow people to call us in a way because it's convenient, because it's just easier, we're actually giving our power away. And that's when people, to a degree, they do take advantage of us. They manipulate us. They can mold us into what they want.
Interesting.
So when people,
I never knew that.
When people don't call us the way we feel the most powerful with, we are giving them permission to take advantage of us in some way. So if you truly feel that Patricia is the one you like the best, you should even correct people. Actually, my name is Patricia. You know, My daughter is so strong about this, you know, and I've taught my kids to be strong about their name. I named you that name to empower you in that direction. But if you prefer to be called a different way, let me know and I will address you that way. And if people don't call you the way you want to be addressed, don't answer them. You can be standing there. Her name is Diana. And if you call her Di, she just won't answer. If you call her Diane, she just won't answer. If you call her D, she just won't answer. She will not answer you at all until you say Diane. And then she'll go, oh, you do know my name. You know, as she will not let anybody emotionally belittle her in any shape or form. You know, and especially if we meet a bank manager or a business associate or anything to do that we need our power in, that's when we really got to be aware that, yes, my name is Patricia, you know. And when they say, oh, thanks, Patty, I said, can I tell you my name was Patty or Patricia? Don't be scared to correct people because you need to get your power back. You need to get your space because it's like for far too long, Patricia, it's like you've been picking up everybody else's stuff. It's like you're forever tidying up loose ends. But who's tidying up for you? Nobody. You know, it's like you can be in a room full of people and you're alone. And that's why I want to go into your name, because the first thing that I felt was loneliness in your name. You know, so it's like, wow, you need to really empower yourself. You really need to understand that you are the most valuable thing in your life. You are priceless.
Thank you for the reminder.
You know, and you know, you're there for everybody, Patricia. You're incredible. You know, if people need anything, they'll go, yeah, sure, no worries, and nothing is a hurdle for you. But it's not been reciprocated. And I feel that you're starting to get into a stage you're going to find yourself, I don't want to do this. You know, and that is because you've not been honored. But if we don't honor ourselves, other people won't honor us. So it's like you need to take that step forward and say, no, I need to find my space. I need to find where I belong with me.
Yeah.
Find where you fit in with you, it is incredible. You'll be blown away, honestly. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I do have a question. Thank you for your time and your little talk here. Thank you. I needed that. And just today I was feeling like, I'm so tired of hearing everybody's stuff.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I went out last week with a friend and we were just having fun. We just wanted to forget everything, go hear some music, have some food, have a drink, have fun. And somebody came up behind us and they had a little bird and I was just admiring their parrot. And all of, you know, out of nowhere he sort of starts to tell us that, well, I've been married and divorced 3 times. And I'm like, oh, God, I just can't hear anybody's stuff anymore. You know, and it didn't elicit it at all. It was just like, oh, I've had enough here. You know, it was just like so out of context. I was just having fun. I was like, oh, I just don't want to hear anybody's problems today. Anywho, my question is, I'm owed some money from back unemployment just because the system here in Florida has been such a mess. And I want to know if you see them paying me the full amount that I'm expecting and if and when they're ever going to get to it.
The next 6 months are actually very important, and I see them readdressing where they're fitting with themselves and that. When you said expecting, I just got this question mark over, like this huge question mark, which it means it should happen, but it's like they are delaying it. They're procrastinated. There's a procrastination energy there somewhere. So someone's putting someone off all the time, and like it needs to be take that step forward. So once you take that step forward, it's like a chain reaction that everything falls in place.
No, I've been at it for so long. It's over a year and a half. I mean, there was such a mess down here after COVID and 700,000 people. And I've called them and called them. Now they're not even reachable, not just to me, not to anybody. They no longer have phones. You can't reach them online.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's like they've gone on hiding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, but my granddad used to say, you can only run so far, you will reach a dead-end street sooner or later, you know. So all I'm getting, just sit and wait. Sit and wait because things will fall in place for you in that area. This is something completely different. There's a box full of books. Either someone's going to give you a box of books or you've got a box of books. But I see there's some books that are going to become very important to you. I don't know why. It's like because you're not much of a reader.
Not so much as I used to, but.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just don't see you with books lately. That's why I say, oh, she's not reading. But it's going to be some books given to you that are going to be very important, but it's also going to help you heal something from your past at the same time. So there could be self-improvement books or there could be, spiritual books in some way because they feel very healing. They feel like there are healing books that are going to strengthen you tremendously.
Wow, that's interesting. I just gave a whole bunch of books away, and a lot of them had to do with those areas. They were, my spiritual studies over the years that I just haven't looked at them in a long time, and so I decided to, I gave a bunch of books away. A lot of them had to do with spirituality.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come back to you somewhere.
Certainly a book's going to come back to you because it's a book that's got a message for you.
Okay.
All right, many blessings.
Also, I had all right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you. God bless.
Before we go to our next call, I'm just going to take Velvet off the mic for just a moment. I want to thank the people that have actually donated this evening. It does make a difference because it shows that we are supported, and it does help, of course. So before we go to our next call, I want to say thank you to Nancy, because Nancy supports us and only calls once a month. So she supports us regular. And I want to say a big, big thank you for that, Nancy. So we've got 25 minutes of our show there this evening. And if you want to do once a month, then the suggestion is that, Nancy is a lady that calls only once a month. Yeah. Do you need a reading every night? Do you need a reading every night? We know there's different people on every night, but do you actually need a reading every night? The information that comes from spirit is like, okay, it might be interpreted differently by a different reader, but nine times out of ten, the information will be the same from one night to the next. And the information, if you write it down and take note of it, then the information will build up over the week. And you will see a pattern forming, yeah? And you will see that the information from spirit is actually the same. It's just a different reader's interpretation, because we have to interpret. We have to absorb what spirit has said to us, and we have our own set of words that we use. Spirit don't provide the words very often. They provide the energy for the words, but they don't provide the words themselves. So it all has to be interpreted in human form, down to you. And, you know, that's the best way I can put it, because it is just energy, and it's very often just images. So they'll give you images, and then you have to decipher those images and put them into words. Yeah, we've got another caller, so we're going to move on, because we need to be able to fit these two people in. So we're going to open the lines once again, and we're going to say hello to Nancy.
Hi, Selva. Hi, Ken.
Hello, and how are we today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I would say great, yes.
Are you having trouble with your left leg by any chance?
With my what?
Yeah, your left leg feels kind of heavy.
I'm sorry, I couldn't even hear what you had to say.
You're not? It's good if you're not, you know, but I just keep an eye out for it. And it's like, I don't know, just your left leg just feels heavy. It's like, I don't know, it's like you be careful when you're walking.
Oh. Left leg. See, I didn't hear that. Okay. I used to go numb a lot.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. So it might not hurt for you to find a good reflexologist. Or someone to help you manipulate your flow of your circulation, because something, I don't know, something's not quite right, and I think you need to have it seen to. You know, prevention is better than cure, and if it gets treated now, while it's something minor, it will never develop to anything, you know, more serious later on. But I would look for a good reflexologist if I were you. Because it just needs something. There's something that needs on your left-hand side. There's something that needs attention, and I feel you need to deal with that. Also, since there's a letter of importance, and it's a letter that has got some. I don't know if it's a bill that's been wrongly made or something, but something you're going to rectify, and you're going to come out on top because of it. It's like, it's going to go, oh, wow, it worked out to my favor after all. But I do see you being concerned about receiving a letter with some money issues, and then later on you find out they owe you an apology. They owe you money, not you owe them. So it's going to be a bit of a good windfall for you in that sense.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But there seems to be little things that it seems to be spasm everywhere. And it's like your life is slowly clearing out the old and making room for the new. But it's also giving you a more positive vibration of your being. So it's like you're more at peace with you. You're just you're actually allowing yourself to attract what you need now more than what you probably have done in a very, very long time. But you're more in tune with your emotions, you're more in tune with yourself, you're more in acceptance of where you want to be by choice, not by obligation, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a question?
I was just going to ask, skills do you feel like would be good for me to develop, you know, in the latter part of my life? I've learned a little bit of this and that and everything like that, but, you know, I really would like to focus on, you know, developing certain things to bring towards the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I truly believe that you will, and that's what I was saying earlier. You're starting to really attract what you need, but it's like you're walking with self-honesty. It's like you're truly more connected to you now than you have been, and I see you attracting things into your life to bring conclusion into what you need with people as well as within yourself. You know, so it's very positive. It's like you've got this very positive energy, this very positive formation that it's all around you. And I see you, that you are really standing tall, you know, saying yes, 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 you know. But you're also going through a bit of a clearing that you're letting go of things that just not need it. You're really free. So you just have to let go of it, let go of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm learning a lot about myself now, which I didn't have the time before. So it is so true. Yeah. And some of the skills, you know, that I was going to start way in the past, you know, got canceled or, you know, it was just not meant to be at that time. And that's why I was wondering if I should pursue some more classes or pursue some more learning or just kind of go by my own wisdom.
Yep, go by your own wisdom, but also opportunities will cross your path. You know, okay. Opportunities will cross your path. It's like the next thing you're just doing what you're doing, because you're a good counselor anyway. You do have a good way of translating people's needs quite freely and quite easily. But then someone might say to you, could you come and just do a little bit of a talk in our meditation group and join our meditation group. Take that as a sign, you know? And then if they ask you that, say, look, you know, I would like to join your meditation group first and do some meditation before I do the talk, you know?
Okay.
And then you'll be able to pick up a lot more quicker knowledge and a lot more freer delivery by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but there's so much knowledge inside of you. I just can't get over it. You've still got a long life. You've still got a lot of work to do, you know, and opportunities will present themselves for you to do it, you know. And if you allow yourself not to shy away from what is offered to you, you're going to move rapidly and you're going to evolve tremendously. It's like you're meeting you and accepting you and delivering you all at the same time.
Well, that's all I need to know, you know, really. It's just kind of going through the flow and seeing what shows up through my vibrations. So
yeah.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's wonderful. I think it's really, really wonderful.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. You know, just believe in yourself.
Exactly.
Take that step forward, because the future awaits you.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you. I thank you
many
so
blessings.
Much.
Many
blessings to you too.
Thank you, Nancy. And I think I don't recognize the number anymore. I used to know the number very well. But I think Nancy's actually moved the area code. Now, I used to know that number when Nancy used to call. And I used to recognise it, but I don't recognise this one. Kind of strange. Okay. Right, we do have a last minute caller then. So we've got 14 minutes left. So we can easily do it, and then we'll play out then. Right, okay. Nicole.
Hello.
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 Hi, Nicole.
All right. Do you want me to ask a question?
First, I want to feel your energy a little bit. It's like you've been a little hesitant about making a decision about something, you know. And it's only you creating a delay for yourself. You need to be a little bit more forthright about making a delivery to what you want to do, because it's like you're almost living people waiting for you to make up your mind on something. And it's like, you know what you've got to do. It's just that you're trying to avoid it for some reason. And it's not going to go away. So you need to take the plunge. You need to say, okay, I'm going to do this. It's like when we see a messy room and we say, God, I've got to clean this room. I've got to clean this room. But once you do it, you're going to say, God, why didn't I do it sooner? So it's like you're holding back on something. You need to stop holding back. You've got to be strong and say, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it right and I'm going to do it to the way that I need to do it because it will be a delivery of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a question?
How can I improve? How can I improve my life when I get out of the hospital and back into the community? And how can I achieve my goals?
By stepping forward. The only way we achieve our goal is action to speak louder than words. Don't say what you're thinking of doing. Share what you're doing. Don't put pressure in yourself by saying, I'm thinking of doing that, because then expectations is created around you. And you and pressure, that's not mixed. It's not a good combination. But do say, I started doing this. You know, then you'll get support, then you get encouragement, then you get recognition, you know. But I think the biggest thing is that you procrastinate. You procrastinate with things. You take too long to make a decision. And you've got to learn to be a little bit more actively involved with you. You need to say, no, I'm going to do this. And it's like you need to start with your home, all right? But don't try and do everything all at once. Just do a room at a time. You know, and recognize what you've achieved when you finish one room and move to the next one. You know, allow yourself to create your ambient where you live a much more harmonious space, and you'll see the things will change for you. Because everything starts from your home with you. You know, if your home space is right, you will have the energy to move forward into anywhere else. But if your home space is not right, it's like you're chasing your own tail like a fox.
What's the best method to being serious about my goals? Should I write myself notes or leave myself emails? Or what is going to actually get me to do these goals?
Well, you need to work out, why do you want to do it in the first place? You need to work out, am I really drawn to this? Is it something I really want to do, or is it something that I feel I should do? You know, so therefore you should only try and concentrate and build something, what you want to do. It's like, you know, I will leave a note, you know, maybe you need to work a schedule, you know, and put it in your fridge and give yourself two chores to do one day. And then next day you give yourself three chores to do. And then you slowly build it up and build it up. But also you need to recognize what you've achieved. Don't just let it go unnoticed. So when you do something, say, oh my God, I did that. That feels good. You know, make sure you recognize and acknowledge the changes that you do make. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like self-appreciation is huge. And I don't think you've got much, and you need to appreciate you a lot more. You've got great abilities and great potentials, but you've got to work from inside first. You've got to appreciate you and recognize you and try not to put pressure on yourself. You know, I mean, there's nothing, you're able to do anything you want to do. It's just you procrastinate. You just find excuses not to. And you've got to try and turn that around. You know, you've got to be strong enough to say, find a good friend and say, look, I really want to get this done. Can you help me get started, please? Or even just be there and talk to me while I do it, so then I've got some motivation to do it. Don't be scared to ask for help and support. You know, people are supposed to be in packs. We're not supposed to be alone. We work better in a team. We work better with companionship. Humans are supposed to be in groups, not isolated, you know. So don't isolate yourself. Allow yourself to be around people that are interested with. So if you like dancing, join a dancing group. If you like writing, join a writing group. Try and find what you're into and try and find the people that like what you're into and connect with them. And some things you like and some things you won't like, and then you move on to the next thing. It's like everything. You know, look, be with like-minded people, people that are looking at life in a similar way. You know, put it on social media saying, I'm interested in doing this. Can anybody tell me where I could find this, please? You know, reach out. Put yourself out there, but then back yourself up as well. You need to back yourself up. And you've got to not procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can do it. You've got every capability to do it. You just got to stop procrastinating.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Thanks.
You're an amazing person. Get to know yourself. All right. Many blessings.
Hey, thank you, Nicole. Right, that's about it then for this one, ladies and gents. We're going to wrap it up and play out with our usual piece of music. And we'll do it all again next Monday evening from us here in the UK. And next Tuesday morning, or Selva. So thank you very much once again, Selva.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Selva's got to leave where she is now and walk home, would you believe? Selva goes to a little centre there, not far from her home, where she actually has the quietness to be able to do the shows with us. So there you go. It's wonderful. And then I seen the pictures last week where that Selva posted up on Facebook of, you know, the foggy winter morning there, because it is actually winter there now. And it was a foggy winter morning and Selva had to walk home, you know. And there's no buses at that time in the morning, ladies and gents, you know. I don't know whether Selva has a bus there, you know, to take her home, but there's certainly no bus at that time in the morning, anywhere in the world. Right, so here we go then.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, hey, Fox, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them walls all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a better. That's why old Pops keeps saying. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.